ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः तपोभिः क्षीणपापानाम् शान्तानाम् वीतरागिणाम् मुमुक्षूणामपेक्ष्योऽयम् आत्मबोधो विधीयते बोधोऽन्यसाधनेभ्यो हि साक्षान्मोक्षैकसाधनम् पाकस्य पन्निवज्ञानम् विना मोक्षो न सिद्ध्यति पाकस्य वन्निवत् ज्ञानम् विना मोक्षो न सिद्ध्यति अविरोधितया कर्म नाविद्याम् विनिवर्तयेत् विद्या विद्याम् निहन्त्येव तेजस्तिमिरसङ्घवत् परिच्छिन्न इवा ज्ञानात् तन्नाशे सति केवलः स्वयं प्रकाशते ह्यात्मा मेघपायेंशुमानिव अज्ञानकलुषम् जीवम् ज्ञानाभ्यासाद्विनिर्मलम् कृत्वा ज्ञानम् स्वयम् नश्येत् जलम् कतकरेणुवत् So the important lesson we have seen, jnanam vina mokshah na siddhyati. Jnanam vina mokshah na siddhyati. So here, jnanam vina mokshah na siddhyati. You can learn Sanskrit again, Tambi. We are going to start Sanskrit again, okay? We'll bring the board here. You brought the board, remember? I had to do that. Jnanam vina mokshah na siddhyati. See, the vina is an indeclinable, which means without. Now, so jnanam vina, without the knowledge, other than the knowledge, other than the knowledge, there is no moksha possible, accomplishable. Okay, the freedom, actually, from limitations will not be possible without the knowledge. Because the bondage is not real, the bondage is notional. The bondage which is notional, is due caused by ignorance. So ignorance caused bondage can be eliminated only through knowledge. Therefore, that's the lesson we started with. This, because I'm starting after a long time, we're coming back. And then he said, Pakasya Vannivathu. All examples you have to remember. Isn't it? Pakasya Vannivathu. For cooking, so many things may be there, but without the heat, cooking is impossible, isn't it? Even though so many other things are important for cooking, but still cooking is not for the cooking needs the fire. So without this knowledge, you know, this moksha is not possible. And that we have seen, that's how the lesson begins. But when that knowledge takes place, what does the knowledge do? That's the fifth verse. We have come to the fifth verse. So let me start from that. When the knowledge takes place, knowledge of the self or knowledge of the reality. Knowledge of the reality has to take place only in the form of what? Knowledge of the self. They're not two different things. Knowledge of the truth of the universe or reality of the universe, knowledge of the substance which lends existence to the universe, that has to take place only in the form of knowledge of the self. And that knowledge takes place, and that knowledge is moksha, is freedom, when you say, what happens to the knowledge when it happens? Because every step we must be very, very clear. There should not be any vagueness about it. What happens when the knowledge takes place? When it's to know what happens when the knowledge takes place, you should know what knowledge is all about. Knowledge is a thought, vrittihi, antahkarna vritti rupenaiva jnanam na utpadyate, jnana utpattihi. Jnana utpattihi means what? Rising of the knowledge, you know, happens. In what form? In the form of the thought alone. Like knowledge of any object in the world also takes place only in the form of a thought. Knowledge means a thought only, which is called vritti jnanam. Therefore, knowledge is a thought means knowledge rises in the form of a thought when you say. Knowledge of the truth, knowledge of the self also rises in the form of a thought. Then what happens to that knowledge which rises in the form of a thought? Does it remain forever? What happens to that vritti? He says, that vrittihi, that thought resolves. The thought, knowledge also resolves. It doesn't stay. Like what? You know, we have to remember, like the camphor. It's not said in that verse. I'm reminding you of the verse camphor. When we light the camphor and we light, you know, we wave the light, you know, in front of Bhagavan, we show the darshanam. When you light the camphor and show the whole murti inside the garbhagraham, in the sanctum sanctorum of the temple, and the light, in the light of the camphor, you see the whole deity, how it looks inside. Then what happens after showing the whole murti inside? What happens to the camphor? It gets put off, it disappears. The light goes off, the camphor also disappears. You can't find out, oh, where the light is, where the camphor is. That is why that light, you know, with the camphor, the fire, no? That particular flame of the camphor flame always stands for akhanda akara vritti jnanam. Akhanda akara vritti jnanam means vritti jnanam is a knowledge which I somehow thought, but knowledge is always of an object which is what? Which is khandam, which is subject to limitations. Knowledge is always of an object, and any object is subject to the limitations. Therefore, it is what? No, khandam means what? Khandam means subject to limitation. An object which is subject to limitation. Suppose if I say, what we all see this object here, and we know there is knowledge. What is that knowledge? There is a mic. All of us have the knowledge in our mind. We have a thought. What thought is there? There is a mic. You said there is a mic, different types of mic, you know, but this particular type of mic. Mic, the mic stand, the color, the shape, the form, how the three legs, no, it support, the whole thing, it is there in your mind. But the particular object is what now? It is subject to limitations. It's not something eternal. It is not something all pervasive. It occupies just small space. And it is not, it has every different from all other objects. Therefore, the knowledge is what now? Knowledge of an object, which is subject to all limitations, is what now? Khanda akara vritti jnanam. Khanda means what now? The khanda akaraha means the knowledge of an object, which is subject to the form of that object. Is what form is the object? The form of the object is such that it's subject to the limitations. So knowledge of any object is what? Khanda akara vritti. Jnanam only. But knowledge of the subject, knowledge of the object is khanda akara vritti jnanam. But knowledge of the subject is what? Akhanda akara vritti jnanam. Why do you say akhanda akara vritti jnanam? Akhanda akaraha means the nature of the akaraha means form, appearance. How does the reality, how does the self appear? Appear means what now? Not for external perception. What is the nature of the self? The nature of the self is, isn't it? Is such that it is akhanda. Akhanda means it is not subject to limitations. Therefore, that is what akhanda akaraha. And then vritti jnanam, the knowledge of the self, which is akhanda akara vritti jnanam, knowledge of the subject, the very experiencer, the self, which is not subject to the limitations. We do not know now, but still we say it is not subject to limitations. It's called akhanda akara vritti jnanam. And that knowledge, we are going to see that later on. We are still in the beginning of the text. What happens to that vritti jnanam? How it is akhandam, we will understand later on. But now what we understand, what happens to that vritti jnanam? When it rises, does it stay forever? No. That like whatever any vritti is of the nature of coming and going. Nature of the thought is that it is always fleeting. It is subject to whatever. It is of the nature of arriving and departing. So any thought is of the nature of arriving and departing. There is no such thing called permanent thought. Thought cannot be permanent and thought is impermanent. It is of the nature of fleeting. It is of the nature of arriving and departing. Therefore, this jnanam, knowledge of anything, any object also, knowledge also is a thought. Therefore, it is of the nature of arriving and departing. But what happens to the self-knowledge? Because the knowledge of an object which is subject to change, the thought can go, isn't it? But knowledge of the subject which is eternal, doesn't move, doesn't change. The knowledge of any object which is of the nature of changing, the object subject to change, so the knowledge of the object also will change, isn't it? But knowledge of the subject itself, which is of the nature of changelessness, which is eternal, so what happens with knowledge then? A, knowledge, the knowledge of the reality does not change, doesn't go, self doesn't go. But still what? The vritti goes. Vritti resolves. Because the doubt might come, isn't it? Do you understand what I'm saying? Knowledge of the self also goes. Goes means what? It comes and goes. Like knowledge of any other object comes and goes. But what does this knowledge do? When knowledge of any other object rises, that knowledge of any other object removes the ignorance of that given object. Now, knowledge of Mike removes the ignorance of Mike. Knowledge of physics removes the ignorance of physics. Knowledge of chemistry removes ignorance of chemistry. Knowledge of computer programming removes ignorance of computer programming. It will not remove anything else. Isn't it? And it will not remove any other problem also. It will not remove jealousy, it will not remove hatred, it will not remove anger, it will not remove anything else. Whereas, knowledge of the self, when it rises, it removes the ignorance of the self. Any knowledge has to remove the ignorance of that given thing, isn't it? When it removes ignorance of the self, then the problems caused by ignorance of the self also simultaneously become resolved. Like what? Ajnana jnana utpatto ajnanasya nashaha. Ajnana nashe ajnana jata ajnana jata adhyasa adhyaropa asha ahankara nashaha. Isn't it? When the wake of knowledge, the knowledge removes the ignorance of the self, and when the ignorance of the self is removed, the ignorance born, ignorance caused, all other problems also simultaneously resolve. That is why he gives example of what now. This is the difference. Knowledge of other things will not remove all anything else other than the ignorance of that particular thing. Because the ignorance causes so many problems. Ahankara, what is ahankara? The aham vrittihi, I sense itself is not a problem. But I sense in body, mind, sense complex. Thereby entertaining the notion I am the body, mind, sense complex. And based on that notion, all our transactions being based on that notion also. Isn't it? And which results in what? Is it? Everything else, the pain, experience of pain and pleasure, and entertainment of the notion that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer, etc. All these are caused by the erroneous self-perception, which is caused by the self-ignorance. So all of them simultaneously become resolved. All the problems also resolve. So problems are not driven away, actually. In fact, what? The problems disappear. Isn't it? The problems resolve means what? Problems also resolve, because the problems are due to the ignorance. The change in perception, the perspective change, changes what? Removes all the problems caused by the wrong perception. Therefore, he says, that's why he gives the example of Kathaka Renu. Remember, the Kathaka Renuhu, the Renuhu means Renuka, we have the Renuhu means the fine dust. And Kathaka Renuhu, the fine dust of the Kathaka seed actually is capable of removing final dust, any dust in the water, and is capable of cleansing the water, leaving the water clear. But when it leaves the water clear, removing the dust in the water, But the Kathaka rain itself can become a dust in the water. But what it does, it removes the dust in the water. And by what now? The Kathaka rain also settles down finally. Which means, the Kathaka rain, when it resolves, it takes away all of the dust and it also resolves. Like that, this Akhanda Akara Vritti Jnanam, which takes place in the mind, it what now? Because nothing can, what happens to Atma? Atma was before Ajnanam. Before Jnanam, Atma was as Atma. After Jnanam also, Atma is as Atma. But what was there was ignorance, and ignorance has gone. And ignorance born problems also have gone. What happened to Jnanam? Jnanam also resolved. Where? In the same Atma only. Understand? That means Jnanam cannot, what now? It's all understanding subtle things, because what happens afterwards? Oh, once I know the Atma, and wherever I'll be walking, will I be saying, I'm Atma, I'm Atma, I'm Atma, I'm Atma, I'm Atma, I'm Atma, the consciousness existence, I'm Atma, the consciousness existence. Do you be talking? Do you talk all the time or what? No. Do you know? You don't need to say no. When you see the any opaque object in the light, you don't need to say, I see the opaque object in the light. I see the light, I see opaque object also. I see the light, I see the opaque object. I see the light, I see the opaque object. You don't need to say that. If without saying, effortlessly, it is so effortlessly, isn't it? With any strain, you just, there's what one thing you cannot remove in perception of any opaque object is the light. Similarly, what one thing which you cannot miss in every experience, any experience of anything in the world is yourself. I talked about it in Taittiriya, Dakshinamurti Stotram as reflexive awareness. Hope you remember that. Reflexive awareness means what? Simultaneously being aware of subject and the object, the knower and the known. Isn't it? So you know that this knower, there's no knower other than consciousness. No knower other than the self. And that self is definitely what now? Not the vritti, not the thought which comes and goes, not any other subtle factors, not definitely not this thula shariram. Okay, and there's no time that goes, no place it is not, no object which it is not. Therefore, no, in that always there. But that effect of the jnanam will be there, but that not the thought resolves. That thought doesn't sit there occupying the mind all the time. Does the vritti stay there or not? The effect of the knowledge will be there. The transformation which brought about by the knowledge will be there. But the knowledge will not be there. Knowledge will resolve. The thought will resolve. Is it clear? Transformation will be there. That is, the jnana phalam will be there. But jnanam, the thought would have resolved. Is it? So he gives example of Kathaka Renahu. That means, so we'll see the next one. Samsara Swapna Tulyohi.
Samsara Swapna Tulyohi.
Ragadveshadi
Sankulaha.
Swakale Satya Vadbhati.
Swakale Satya Vadbhati.
Prabodhe Satya Sadbhavet.
Prabodhe Satya Sadbhavet.
Samsara Swapna Tulyohi.
Samsara Swapna Tulyohi.
Ragadveshadi Sankulaha. Swakale Satya Vadbhati.
Swakale Satya Vadbhati.
Prabodhe Satya Sadbhavet.
Prabodhe Satya Sadbhavet.
This also actually, you have learnt the much tougher text, Dakshinamurti Stotram, then you have come to the simplest text, Atma Bodha. Unta. This also tells what? This samsaraha, சம்சாரஹ இட் ஒரு சம்யக் சரதி இது சம்சாரஹா நோ தட் விச் யூனோ கீப்ஸ் கோயிங் ஏ அன்அப்டக்டட்லி இஸ் சம்சார வாட் இஸ் இட் அன்அப்டக்டட்லி கீப்ஸ் ஃபுளோயிங் கீப்ஸ் கோயிங் லைஃப் ஆஃப் டிரான்ஸ்மைக்ரேஷன் லைஃப் ஆஃப் டிரான்ஸ்மைக்ரேஷன் மீன்ஸ் வாட் த டிரான்ஸ்மைக்ரேட்டரி லைஃப் விச் இஸ் அ பிகினிங்லெஸ் எண்ட்லெஸ் continuous cycle of births and deaths, isn't it? The life is not a straight line with beginning and an end. Life is a beginningless cycle of many beginnings and ends. Beginningless, endless cycle of many beginnings and ends is samsara. Then that life means, why do we say here, and here the life means every life. When you say life means, what about the samsara involves what? What is samsara? Samsara, birth is part of samsara, death is samsara. In between birth and death, all that one we go through in our life, the different paths of opposites we go through in life, desirable ends, undesirable ends, desirable situations, undesirable situations, you know, all the paths of opposites such as pain, pleasure, loss, gain, profit, no, defeat, victory, etc. And pain, pleasure, sukha, dukkhadi, all these paths of opposites are also what? Samsara. The whole life is samsara. So, then sometimes we have raga, sometimes we have dvesha, sometimes we have, you know, sukham, sometimes we have dukkham, like that. These Adi Shabdas are many, isn't it? We go through different types of desirable, undesirable situations, experiences we go through in love. All these things form part of what? The samsara only. So now this samsara, this life, this transmigratory life, which is a continuous life, beginningless, endless life, involving the experience of different types of pains and pleasures, all paths of opposites, experience of paths of opposites. This life, now it is very much real for us. Our experiences are real, and the tormented by these experiences also, what now? Our suffering, afflictions, you know, caused by experience also, what now, is very much, which is also an experience, is very much real. This universe is real or not? This universe is real. This life is real. Everything is real here. How real is it? Is it real or not? For Ajnani, everything is real. Samsaraha, Sattva, Satyamva, no? Or Asatyamva, or Tuchamva. Is it Tucham? Or is it Satyam? Or is it asatyam? Is it real? Or is it unreal? Or is it mithya? What is this? If we say it is real, if we say, but we don't say it is unreal, okay? We say it is very, very, very much real for us. But Shastram says you are wrong. The samsaraha means what? This life which we are living now, isn't it? This world, this jagat we are experiencing, the life we are experiencing now, we are living now, is it real or not? If we say it is unreal, unreal means a non-existent. A non-existent birth, non-existent death, non-existent pain, non-existent pleasure. We did not talk about anything which is non-existent at all. There is no such thing called a non-existent birth, a non-existent death, a non-existent pain, a non-existent pleasure. Therefore, you cannot say this life, this universe, that all our experiences are unreal. We cannot say. They are not unreal. Unreal means absolutely non-existent. Then what is it then? If it is not unreal, then this universe, this life, all our experiences are very much real. That is our perception. Our perception means what? That is our an ajnani's view. Ajnani's contention of this life, this universe is what? Everything that we are going through is very much real. That being, see, helplessly, choicelessly, not being able to see differently, that being able to see only this whole life as real is samsara, in fact. Is it clear now? This is actually samsara. Helplessly, we look at everything as real. So, samsaraha, but what Shastram says, or what is a jnani's view? So when a jnani comes, jnani's vision is different from a jnani's view. Jnani's vision is different from a jnani's view. A jnani's view is this whole samsara, this universe, this jagat. All our experiences are very much real. One should take everything as real. Not only you take it as real, you understand that you are different from this universe. This isolation also comes. Okay, isolation comes. I am different from this life. I am different from this world. Understand now? And I am going through all these experiences and everything is real. And you become a victim of all the experiences. Being, understand, a victim of all the experiences is due to what? Due to mistaking them for reality, for real. It's all because of what? Why is this perception of samsara, why is it taken as real? Why is this universe taken as real? Why are these experiences that we go through in this life as real? Why do we take them as real? Because we want to take them as real. We take them as real because of ignorance. It is why an ajnani views everything as real. But what is a jnani's vision? According to jnani, in jnani's vision, the whole samsara is neither real nor unreal. For us, it is not unreal, it is real. A jnani's. For a jnani, it is not real also. It is not unreal, it is not real also. If it is not real, what is it for a jnani? This is all mithya, as though. So we have to say, for in jnani's vision, this life, transmigratory life and all the experiences one goes through in this transmigratory life are neither real nor real means. Neither unreal nor real means. They are all mithya. Mithya means they are as good as non-existent. You have to say that it is not non-existent, but it is as good as non-existent. Why? Because it is mithya. Why these are all mithya? Because they cannot be counted as some real. They can be counted as something which exists other than me, other than the reality. Why? Because they do not have independent existence. No experience has independent existence outside of the experiencer, other than the experiencer. Understand now? Because no experience has independent existence, therefore no experienced has independent existence. Anything doesn't have the independent existence is mithya. And mithya is, anything mithya is as good as non-existent. Isn't it? So you have to come to this order. Anything which has no independent existence is mithya. Anything which is mithya is as good as non-existent. Therefore, this is a jnani's view. And if it is mithya, you have to talk about the satyam also. That means, what is that without which this cannot exist at all? If it doesn't have this samsara, this world and experiences have no independent existence, means what is that which lends existence to them? That is satyam. What is that? It must be satyam. There cannot be mithya without the satyam. And what is that satyam? That satyam is what? The reality of the universe. And that reality of the universe, satyam, is you. You are the satyam, you are the reality, which is satyam, which lends existence to the mithya. This is what? Jnani's vision. Once you say you are the satyam, the whole prapancha is mithya, then whole prapancha, where does it exist? The mithya prapancha cannot exist outside of satya atma. Other than the satya atma, mithya is satyam. And that satyam ahamasmi. Therefore, the whole mithya prapancha is what? Aham. Okay? Therefore, the mithya which has no independent existence cannot become the source of any affliction of the atma, the satyam. Is it clear? But what happened? This is vision of a jnani. Therefore, this is a fact and which has to be understood. For understanding of this fact, how can one become free from afflictions? One can remain unaffected by anything in this life, which is otherwise called freedom. Isn't it? You can't undo the situations. Without undoing situations, still one can remain unafflicted by situations. Unaffected by situations. We try to undo situations in order not to be affected by situations. But situations need not be removed, cannot be changed, but still one can remain unaffected. Unaffected. For which, that is what the teaching is for. But instead we make all our slogging, all our efforts are to change the situations, but we will not be affected by situations. Really speaking, situations cannot be changed, need not be changed. They are happening in keeping with the order as they are ordained to happen. Within the realm of the order. But still, whatever is a situation, you can remain unaffected, unafflicted. How? Which is otherwise called sadyo muktihi. Okay? Which is freedom. That is possible only if we understand this fact. Okay? This way. Unafflictedness, unaffectedness is freedom, which is possible only when one has doubt-free, ascertained understanding of the fact. What is the fact? There is no satyam other than the atma, the self, which is I. Atma is I. Understand now? What is Atma? There is no reality. There is nothing which is real. There is no reality. There is no satyam. There is nothing which is real other than the self, which is consciousness, which is I, actually speaking. And other than this self, everything else is what? everything else is neither unreal nor real, but which have no independent existence, which are mithya, which the whole thing can be reduced to one thing, is what? The whole prapancha, whole samsara is mithya, which has no independent existence, therefore it is as good as non-existent, which is not the source of unhappiness. Which does not cause unhappiness. So the jagat is neither the source of unhappiness, nor is it the cause for happiness. Is not the source of happiness also. Can universe, universe means what? The jagat. What is jagat? Which is simply what? The jagat means the birth, the death, in between birth and death, all the experiences we go through, all they all constitute what? Prapancha, jagat only. Which forms part of the samsara. And do they cause unhappiness? No. Do they cause happiness? Not at all. Can they give happiness? No. They are neither the source of unhappiness, nor are they source of happiness. Unhappiness, then what do they then? They are as good as non-existent. Because they are mithya, because they have no independent existence, they are dependent on one satyam for their very existence. And how can they be the source of unhappiness or happiness of the satyam, the consciousness, the atma? Understand? They cannot be. Therefore, the fact is what? The mithya prapanchaha, mithya samsaraha, mithya experiences are not outside of satya atma, the experiencer, which is available for recreation as the experiencer, not outside. So how do we say this mantra is very thing from Upanishads, all this very common example, very general example. He says here, samsaraha swapna tulyaha. Tulyaha means similar. Samsaraha is a masculine gender word. Therefore, tulyaha, similar. So this life of transmigration, this universe comprising all our experiences, etc., is similar to the dream. Similar to the dream, which means it's as good as the dream. It is as real as the dream. When you say as real as the dream, as good as the dream, this all that we go through in our life, in our hunger, our thirst, all that we, our taste, which we cannot, oh my God, when we eat food, how can we say it's all mithya? It looks so much real. Our hunger is real, our thirst is real, our appetite is real, our tastes are real, the food we eat is very real, because so much we indulge and we forget ourselves there. How can we say it is mithya? But it seems to be real. Really speaking, everything that is swapna tulyaha is as good as real as, it is similar to what no swapnam. We say if it is similar to dream, then what we say, swapna tulyaha, but it, understand, when what happens, dream also appears to be what now? Real. Is dream real now? So here the Shankara expects us to analyze our own dream. Is dream real or not? Is satyam swapna anubhavaha, and swapna anubhavaha, swapna prapanchaha, satyamva, mithyava, utamithya. Is it real or mithya? Or is it unreal? Can we say the dream is real, unreal, mithya? You have to choose to think. Satyam, mithya, tucham. You have to ask this question. Is dream real? Is dream mithya? Is dream unreal? Yes, the dream is very much real, when a person is dreaming. During the dream, during the experience of the dream, the dream is very much real. Swakale satyavat bhati. Swakale, during its time, during the time of dream, during its own time means what now? Swakale means dream appears to be real, seems to be real, shines as real when it is there, when there is a dream is happening. Swakale, tan irukkindra kaalathil, isn't it? It's time, dream appears to be very much real. No dreamer can say, oh, I'm seeing the dream, dream is not real, it is only a dream. Who can say? Which dreamer can say? No dreamer can ever say, I'm only seeing the dream. Oh, somebody goes and wakes up when you're dreaming. Don't disturb, I'm beautifully watching, nice dream. Nobody says that, because dream is very much real. And not only dream is real, and where is the dream? No? The dream seems to be happening outside of him. The dream time, swapna kalaha, swapna deshaha, dream time, dream space, dream individual, dream body, dream mind, dream senses, dream objects of world of objects, dream pain, dream upset, dream jealousy, dream hatred, dream anger, dream dishonor, dream honor, dream garland, dream claps. Everything is in dream experience. Everything is dream. And the whole dream seems to be appearing outside of oneself. The person whose dreams, that person sees himself within the dream. That the dream prapancha, in this dream, he sees the dreamer himself, one of the dream objects. The dreamer sees himself as one of the dream objects there. And he sees the dream world also. And he sees the whole dream world, what now? All the dream objects outside of the dream individual. Where is the dream? Outside of me. Is dream real? Very much real. How long? Swakale. In its time. Swakale satyam iva satyavat bhati. Swapna kale swapna anubhavaha satyavat bhati. During the time of dream, it seems to be real. But what happens on waking up from sleep? Prabodha samaye. On waking up from sleep, asad bhavet. Asad bhavet. On waking up from sleep, can you say dream is unreal? Oh, I'm up now. There's no dream. There's no dream. Dream is unreal. Dream is non-real. You cannot say that, because if the effect of dream experience is still there, the fear or joy or whatever you experienced, that is still there on waking up. The effect is you are very much influenced by the dream experience. You cannot say the dream is unreal, because you did have the experience of the dream. So you cannot say dream is unreal, non-existent thing, because you did experience the dream. But can you say dream is real? You cannot say dream is real. But on waking up, where is the dream? Where is the dream time? Where is the dream space? Where is the dream individual? Where are the dream objects? The whole dream world of objects. What happened? They all constitute just your vritti. Memory vritti, chitta vritti. The chittam, the memory, is what? Or this a thought, which is integral part of the waker, the individual. Individual is what? The waker individual is what? It's a constitution of many things. The physical body, mind, senses, etc. So what is the mind? Where is the dream? The dream is just the thought in the mind which took place, the whole big picture. Isn't it? Time, space, all the objects you experienced, everything is just in the thought. And the thought is what? Integral part of the waker individual. On waking up from sleep, prabodha samaye, it is neither real nor is it unreal. It is as though. As though. Which is mithya. Why? Because it is not outside of the waker. Waker is satyam. Waker is the adhara. The dream is adheya. Waker is the support for the dream. Isn't it? And waker is one waker. And the dreamt objects are so many. Where is the plurality of objects? Where is the time? Where is the space? Dreamt time, dreamt space. Where is the dreamt objects? They all resolved where? In non-dual, secondless waker. You cannot count dream object as second object other than the waker. Can you count them? When they are mithya, if they are real, they can count, no? They are not real, you cannot count them. And waking up, waker is one, waker is secondless, waker is non-dual. All the objects are what now? Resolved in the waker. The waker is the only satya adhara, satyam, the reality, the adhara. Is it clear? Therefore, between the waker and the prapancha, the dream, dream world, you can see there is a cause-effect sambandha. There is adhara-adheya sambandha. Supporter, what no? Support, supported connection. In fact, satyam mithya sambandha. Okay, what connection? Satyam mithya sambandha. Karana karya sambandha. Adhara adheya sambandha. That is support supported sambandha. Cause effect sambandha. Then reality mithya. Satyam mithya sambandha. Okay? Satyam mithya sambandha means you do not accept anything mithya having not independent existence cannot be counted as a second thing. Anything mithya has no independent existence. Anything doesn't have independent existence cannot be counted as a second thing. Is it clear now? That means when you say the mic is the name and form. What is here? What is here? If we say the iron and the mic are there. Can you say that? What is here? When I saw the ornament, what is here? Chain and gold are here. Can you say that? You cannot say, what is here? You know, mat and the cloth are here. You can never say that. It is not right, it is not proper to say mat and the cloth are there. Why? Because mat and the cloth are not two different things. Because remove without the cloth, the mat name and form, if it can exist independently, you can count the mat as a second thing, then you can say cloth and the mat are there. But it is wrong to say cloth and the mat are there. When you say mat is, cloth alone is name of a mat. You don't need to say. You cannot say steel and the cup, plastic and the cup are here. You cannot say that because the effect has no independent existence. It cannot be counted as a second thing. Therefore, what we say now, it's not counted. Therefore, Satyam alone is countable. Other than Satyam, Mithya is not countable. Therefore, when you say, what is there? With reference to the Vekar, Vekar is Satyam. The dream is neither Satyam nor Asutucham. It is as though it is Mithya Asat. That means Mithya here. Which is as good as non-existent. Okay, so what? Now, dream thief, then the fear caused by, the dream fear caused by the dream thief, dream right, I whole night seeing little bit on television and computer, not even, I didn't even watch television, seeing little bit rights on the computer. And I had some all sorts of funny dreams. Okay, the dream knife. Dream thief, nothing he looked, no, I wanted came back and saw two computers and went back and slept. Dream knife, dream thief, dream fear, all of them cannot affect the waker. Isn't it? Waker cannot be affected by the dream knife and the dream thief. Unaffected, asangaha. The waker is asangaha, untainted, untouched, untouchable actually, isn't it? Untouched by the dream knife or the dream thief, dream rights. Waker. Is it clear? Similarly here, what Shastram says, in the vision of a jnani, the whole samsaraha is what now? Swapna tulyaha. This life also is similar to the dream. Is as real as the dream. Means what? This life also is neither real nor mithyam. This mithya. But it appears to be real. It appears to be outside of you. You are the satyam. The whole samsara is you. Is in you. Nothing is outside of you. But it appears as though outside of you. Why? Because, isn't it? So here what now? Swakale satyavat bhati. Swakale means what now? In ignorance. The whole universe appears to be real. Because of the sleep alone, during the dream appears to be real. The dream appears to be real during the sleep. Similarly, when you are ignorant of the self, the reality, this whole samsara life seems to be real. Appears to be real. And the whole world appears to be also what now? As though it is outside of you. But on waking up from sleep of ignorance, you will discover what? How the waker says, what the dream, how real and where the dream existed for the waker. How real is the dream for the waker? How, where did the world, dream world exist for the waker? Not outside of the self, himself. And not real, mithya. Similarly, for the one who has woken up from sleep of ignorance also, his whole world being none other than himself, none other than the self, will be clear. And the whole world, once you see the world being not outside of you, then the world being mithya also will become clear. When the world is not outside of me, the whole world shines in me, the whole world is me, the consciousness. And then the world is mithya, not outside of me means, and you are unaffected by anything that is in the world. Like the dream thief cannot affect the waker. You will be unaffected. Understand? What he says is, Svakale satyavat bhati prabodha samaye asad bhavet. So, prabodhe sati. When a person wakes up from sleep, then the whole dream world being mithya becomes clear. Is it okay? Got it? Samsar swapna tulyo hi.
Samsar swapna tulyo hi.
Raga dveshadi sankulaha.
Raga dveshadi sankulaha.
Swakale satyavad bhati.
Swakale satyavad bhati.
Prabodhe satya sadbhavet. You have to spit it words carefully. Svakale satyavat bhati. Unmayanadu pol thondrugirathu. Irukkum pozhudhu. Then prabodhe sati. Prabodhe sati means what? On waking up. When a person wakes up. When one wakes up. Asat bhavet. Asat bhavet means what? It becomes mithya. It becomes as good as a non-existent. Is it clear? Okay. This is one verse. Then we'll go. Same thing is further explained. It's a beautiful example, isn't it? Every verse, Shankara uses appropriate example. How real is this universe? Where does this universe exist? The whole universe does not exist outside of me. The whole universe is mithya. Therefore, I, the self, am being the very existence of the universe. I cannot be a victim of the afflictions of this universe. Is it clear now? This is the teaching. Now we'll go to the next line, next sentence.
Samkula
means confusion, pain. Pain. Akula, sankula. Raga, dvesha, adi, sankulaha. All collective thoughts. No? Multitude of thoughts. Okay. We go to the next verse. Tavat satyam jagat bhati.
Tavat satyam jagat bhati.
See, it's all emphasizing the fact so that one will make genuine effort to know this fact. Now, the fact has to become very clear, isn't it? This is a fact, must be very clear. What is this fact? This whole jagat is mithya. Jagat being mithya is a fact, must be very clear. And the satyam for the mithya is other than the self, must be very clear. Only then one will make all effort to see this jagat being mithya, isn't it? That is why it's all given with proper example, appropriate example. Nobody can refute this example of dream being mithya, isn't it? Tavat satyam jagat bhati.
Tavat satyam jagat bhati.
Tavat satyam jagat bhati.
Tavat satyam jagat bhati.
Shuktika rajatam yatha.
Shuktika rajatam yatha.
Yavanna jnayate brahma.
Yavanna jnayate brahma.
Sarvadhishthanam advayam.
Sarvadhishthanam
advayam. Yavanna.
Yavanna.
ज्ञायते ब्रह्म
ज्ञायते ब्रह्म
सर्वाधिष्ठानमद्वयम्
सर्वाधिष्ठानमद्वयम्.
सो हैविंग सेड दैट हाउ दिस यूनिवर्स इज mithya, neither real nor unreal, it is mithya, which is as good as non-existent because there is no independent existence. And this universe, if it doesn't have independent existence, means it is existent depending upon something else, which is the satyam, the reality. That reality is another than the self, isn't it? And the other way is called what? Brahman. The reality is what? That which lends existence to the reality, which lends existence to the mithya jagat, mithya universe, is what? Implied by the term Brahman. Isn't it? Therefore, what he says? Jagat satyam bhati. Jagat satyam bhati. This universe is mithya, but still the universe appears real. The universe seems to be real. The universe shines as real. Now, how long? It is mithya, we understood. It is similar to the dream. It is as real as the dream, it has been said earlier. It is similar to as real as the dream, it is not real, it is mithya. Even though we understand with the example it is mithya, but how does it appear for us? No? It will remain real. It shines, as appears to be real. Ya tavat, so long this universe will be real for one. How long will the universe will appear real? No? Now, like what does the universe appear real? You know, he says, Shuktika Rajatam Yatha. Shuktika means a seashell. No, the seashell is very shining, white and shining. And when you walk on the seashore and you find lot of the seashells, and they seem to be white and bright and shining and glittering also, they look like silver. And anybody who sees the seashell on the seashore, when they're walking, you will definitely think it is highly, because silver today, now today's price, 45,000 rupees in India for per kilo. And the seashells you find cheap, no? So highly valuable. Because latest price I read this morning. And so expensive silver. So we know, so expensive, very expensive, very material. Of course, not as expensive as gold, but still, no? It is more valuable metal. It shines like silver. So you see, so many, you know, like silver coins being spilt, you know, all over the seashore, they shine and bright. So Shuktikayam Rajatam Yatha. When you see the Shuktika, when you see the seashell, and you mistake them for what now? The silver. You think they are silver. No? You take the Shuktika for what now? Silver. Real silver. Is it real silver? You take it. It shines. It appears to be Shuktika Rajatam Yatha. Is it? It appears to be real silver. The silver, for you, it is the silver, real silver. Every shell is real silver. How long? Once you go near, with all greed, you collect them, no? Oh, big treasure I found. And you take them all. Then you see, then you discover what? It is not real. Silver is not real. White is not real. Actually, what is not known, then what is not becomes real. Okay, when you do not know what is there is seashell, then you mistake the seashell for the silver. Then you this for you it is real silver is real, shuktika is unknown. When you understand it is only seashell, when you know what is, then what happened to silver? Do you say it still you will say what? It looks like silver, but it is not silver. It looks like silver, it is not silver. Understand? Similarly, this whole universe also, for the silver, even for the silver, you to be able to see the silver, you cannot see the silver if there is no seashell at all. You need something, isn't it, to see the seashell. You need some adhara, some basis for you to be able to see the seashell. Even to mistake something which is not really there, you need something. Now, seashell must be there. Similarly, here also, this universe also, which is as it, which seems to be real, and where does it? Because for it to seem appear to be real, also it needs some adhara, isn't it? What is the adhara here? You know, that is real reality, which is the self, which is Brahman. Therefore, this universe, which cannot exist at all, independent of Brahman, which exists very much in Brahman, but seems to be real, like what? Like just as the silver, which cannot exist at all, independent of the Shuktika, which seems to be real, appears to be real, but that then this jagat also appears to be real. So long it is impossible for one to say this universe is mithya. It is as good as non-existent, and it cannot be taken into account as something which is existent at all. Why? Because it has no independent existence, and the satyam without which this universe cannot exist at all, that satyam is Brahman. That Brahman ahamasmi, I itself am Brahman, the reality, which alone lends existence to this whole prapancha. The whole universe is me. Nothing in the world can afflict me. The pain is me. The pleasure is me. The sorrow is me. The loss is me. The gain is me. All the thoughts are me. All the emotions are me. Understand? All the objects of sources, the so-called, which trigger these emotions, all of them are me means, then where's the question of you are becoming victim of these emotions? Is it clear now? You are becoming afflicted by these emotions. When you say everything is me, the pain is me means, how can the pain, you become afflicted by the pain? The pleasure is me means, how can you say I enjoy pleasure? Isn't it? The victory is me, the defeat is me means, how can you say I am victorious, I am defeated? How can you say that? Therefore, when the whole everything is me, isn't it? This is satyam. The only in that vision, the whole jagat is mithya, that which lends existence to this mithya jagat is Brahman, that Brahma satyam ahamasmi. Is it that knowledge? As long as that knowledge is not there, knowledge of Brahman does not take place. As long as one remains ignorant of the reality which alone lends existence to this prapancha, as that Brahman, one does not know, as one's own self, what is Brahman? Brahman ahamasmi. There is no way of understanding Brahman other than aham Brahma asmi. Okay? How can I understand the reality of the universe? The truth of the universe, which lends existence to the universe. What is that which lends existence to this silver, shining silver? The Shuktika. If there is no Shuptika, the silver cannot exist, isn't it? Even the seemingly the apparent silver, also seemingly existent silver, what is it? It borrows existence, isn't it? From where? From the Shuptika only. Similarly, what is it which lends existence to this apparently, the apparent universe, the seemingly existent universe? What which lends existence? That which lends existence to this apparent universe, the seemingly real universe, is Brahman, the reality. And that Brahman, as long as one does not know what that Brahman is, what that reality is. And that Brahman reality is, can be known. There's no way of knowing Brahman other than what? As Aham. Aham Brahma Asmi. That you, the Brahman, he is what? You are Brahman. Brahman can be known only as the Self. Aham Brahma Asmi. That's the only way one can know Brahman. So, yavat Brahma na jnayate, as long as one remains ignorant of the reality of the universe being one's own Self. One's own Self means then you understand the Self is the Self of everything else also. As long as one remains ignorant of one's own Self being Brahman, or one does not know Brahman being one's own Self, so long this universe will appear to be real. The universe being mithya will not be clear. Okay? How much ever you say, no, the world is not real, the world is mithya, no, the world is unreal, the world is as good as unreal, non-existent, nothing should affect us. All the stories we say, still like a parrot story, it's a boring thing. And every small incident in the life affect us. Why? Because yavat tavat. Yavat means, yavat and tavat, you use it for as much and so much and as long as, so long as. Yavat Brahmana Jnayate, as long as one remains, the Brahman is not known, Brahman is not recognized, the reality remains unknown, the reality is not known as one's own Self, so long will this universe appear to be real, like the silver will appear to be real, As long as one does not need know the truth being the seashell. Is it clear? Yavat yatha shuktika rajatam tatha yavat brahmana jnayate tavat jagat satyam bhati. Nulaham ummiya vedan thonu namakku. It will always be real only. And what should we add? Yavat jagat satyam bhati, tavat dukkha nivrittihi nasti. You have to add that. So as long as the universe appears to be real in our perception, so long it is impossible for us to be free from sorrow. Impossible for us to be unafflicted by the worldly situations. We will be helplessly, what now? Victim, will become the victims of every small thing that happens as part of the universe. Understand? This is the thing. Therefore, and what is Brahma? Sarva Adhishtanam Advayam. What is Brahman here? The reality. What is that reality? We are going to see that later on, okay? We are seeing elaborately in Brahman, Taittiriya Upanishad anyway. Brahman, you know the meaning of the word Brahman, is that which is limitlessly big. And limitlessly big means what? That which is big is Brahman. And that which is big means how big is it? It is infinitely, limitlessly, incomparably big, time-wise, object-wise, spatially, limitless, only, secondless, non-dual is the reality. Secondless reality, non-dual reality, and only reality, that reality is what now? It is infinitely big. Why? Because it is incomparably big. It is time-wise, spatially, object-wise, limitless. That reality, as long as one is not known, so long this universe will appear to be real. Like this silver in the seashell. Okay, silver see appears to be real as long as one, this seashell is not known. Similarly here he says, but this is what now, sarva adhishtana means, the reality is the adhishtanam, the support, the substratum of everything in this universe. What is the substratum of every wave? What is the adhishtanam for any ornament? For adhishtanam for any wave, any drop, any ocean, any river is water. Adhishtanam for adhishtanam, adhisthanam becomes adhishtanam, substratum. Between what now? That which does not move, but that in which everything moves. Understand? When the chain moves, does the gold move? No. Chain moves, but the chain cannot move, what no? Outside of the gold. Water wave moves, the wave cannot move outside of water. The unchanging, unmoving substratum in which everything happens is what? Is adhishtanam, substratum, adhara, support. Isn't it? And this Brahman, the reality, which is available for recognition only as the self, there is no way of knowing Brahman other than knowing the self. That Brahman is the adhishtanam for everything in this universe. Time, kalasya adhishtanam Brahma, deshasya adhishtanam Brahma. What is the substratum of the space, the so-called space? How vast the space is, where it begins, where it ends, nobody knows. Space itself, you cannot find the location of the space. That unlocatable space, for that unlocatable space also is, what is adhishtanam? Brahma, reality. Reality is the adhishtanam for this space. And what is the kalasya adhishtanam? What is the substratum for the factor called time? Abstract, relative time, Brahman. What is adhishtanam for every name and form? Grossest to the subtlest. Subtlest thought. What is adhishtanam? Aham vritti, asmi vritti, or any other thought, knowledge, or all the thoughts, all the minds, or every mind. What is adhishtanam? Brahma. What is adhishtanam for all the sense powers? Brahma. What is adhishtanam for all the powers of organs of actions? Brahma. What is the adhishtanam for all the gross matter elements? Brahma. What is adhishtanam for all subtle elements? Brahma. What is the adhishtanam for subtle elementals or gross elementals? The whole prapancha? Brahma. Understand now, what is adhishtanam for the entire ocean, the every wave? H2O similarly. Adhishtanam, the adhara for the whole prapancha, living and non-living, one thing is what? Reality, which is Brahman. Understand? Sarva adhishtanam, and that reality, we cannot say two realities are there, three realities are there. A reality means secondless. Okay, when you, with reference to ocean, how many realities are there? Water is the only reality. You don't say only reality. Water is the secondless reality. Why? Because water plus ocean, the name and form, which cannot be counted as a second thing or second reality. So, advayam means secondless, non-dual, and advitiyam, secondless. Similarly, Brahman is what? Advayam, non-dual. Why it is non-dual? Because it is advitiyam, it is secondless. The secondless non-dual reality is the substratum of everything that is here, without which nothing will be existent. Minus Brahman, Jagat will be non-existent. Like what? Minus water, ocean will be non-existent. Minus God, ornament will be non-existent. Minus Brahman, Jagat will be non-existent. Minus Shuktika, silver will be non-existent. Minus rope, snake will be non-existent. Understand? Therefore, minus Brahman, the whole prapancha will be non-existent. Therefore, sarva adhishtanam advayam brahma, the all, the substratum, the sarva adhara, the support, the only non-dual secondless support existence of the whole universe, Brahman. Yavat na jnayate, as long as that Brahman is not known, not understood, not recognized as one's own self, okay, Brahman is not known. Not known, so long this universe will appear to be real. And as long as the universe appears to be real, one cannot help being the victim of the afflictions of the universe. Okay, one can't help being afflicted by the worldly situations. One cannot help becoming sorrowful and unhappy, frightened, fearful. Okay? This is the verse. So what does it do? What does it say? Slowly, systematically. So it is important for us to know the Jagat is mithya. Jagat is not Satyam. And Jagat, only then the freedom is there. When will you be free? Your freedom is in understanding Jagat being Mithya. For you to understand Jagat being Mithya, you should know what Satyam is. Without knowing what Satyam is, what is Mithya will not be clear. Jagat being Mithya will not be clear. Without knowing Jagat being Mithya, there is no way of your being free. Free. Understand now? Therefore, to know the Brahma, again, Brahman also what? Satyam also what now? Satyam cannot be known, I have to add this, okay, without knowing what the self is. There is no way of knowing Satyam Brahma in any other way, other than what? Knowing Aham Brahma Asmi. You have to remind me of the... I think we stopped here, no? One more verse will do, so we are finishing the last class. I think, what's time?
9:15.
Oh, sorry. Okay, it's matter. But it's clear, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
When we go ahead, and then you will interest. So he introduces these verses, then slowly he begins his, again, how this Jagat is, in a mithya. So to understand that, he has to talk about what Srishti Prakriya, everything. He is going to introduce Srishti also. The Tattva Bodha class. It's a beautiful book actually. Nice book. It's good. Slowly we become, many things will become enforced really. Reinforced and enforced as well.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம்.